בכבוד. בכבוד.
Thank you. With your permission. חג שמח. חג שמח. The Gemara tells us that Shavuot is Yom Hadin, day of judgment. Even though we had Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is going to re-judge us for something else. And one of the Chachamim, 300 years ago, the Shlah says he's afraid of Shavuot more than Rosh Hashanah. Actually, the truth of the matter is, the Gemara tells us, Mishnah, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Rosh Hashanah about Rosh Hashanah. Hashem gives us a way out of the trial. The Gemara says, Hashem says, listen, I'm going to judge you in Rosh Hashanah. I tell you what you got to do. Say that I'm your king. And I remember you, excuse me, and blow the shofar. That's it. Because of the teshuva. But the Gemara tells us a way out, how to survive the world. Gemara says it's Yom Hadin. Excuse me. And therefore, the Gemara says, we read last week, parasha last week, the curses. Nevertheless, the Gemara doesn't come and says, okay, I tell you now what to do. Okay, I want to know what to do. He told me what to do in Rosh Hashanah. So I have a special musaf, I have a shofar. Hashem should have told us how to get out of this trial, of this judgment. No. As well, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, the person should never take a blood test or take blood the day before Shavuot, he might die. And actually, the Tashbe, it's one of the Rishonim, right? If somebody took a blood test or took blood out the day before Shavuot, he died. He says it's special shed. It's very upset at the person. And if you take a blood, he comes and he kills the person. So it doesn't say it's not before Shavuot, no. But does him for Shavuot? It shows already Shavuot is more dangerous than Rosh Hashanah. Here comes the Torah and tells us a story. We arrived on Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh yesterday. Today Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Am Israel that you are my nation. And then Moshe will go tell them 2 days of limitation. Don't come close to the mountain, not you or not your animals. Then Am Yisrael came to Moshe. So the Gemara explains the text. You want to see God, you want to hear God. Ratzonenu lirot et malkenu, tenishma et malkenu. So what do you want to see? What do you want to see? Curious George. What are you going to gain by see Hashem? What are you going to gain? By the way, you did see him. The Gemara says, they saw him. In Yom Suf, Zekeli Vandeu, says the Gemara, everybody was able to point with the finger and say, this is God. So you saw him already. But now what? What do you want? Another picture with him. You want to hear him? What do you want to hear? Why do you want to hear? By the way, the Gemara says, that subject should be off-limit. Gemara says, Masechet Chagiga, the Mishnah, the Gemara, that says, don't try to dig what's going on in Shamayim about Hashem. Chas v'shalom, you're done. The Gemara tells a story. One of the Chachamim ben Zoma, Shimon ben Zoma, died young. Someone of the Chachamim was walking on the street with his students. He saw this guy ben Zoma standing up and closing his eyes and standing and thinking. Ask him, what do you think? He said, I'm thinking about so-called the tap water over there in Shamayim. Where is the tap water? How much is the tap water? So the Chacham, the Gemara says, because the student, his student is going to die. So he's not going to be here. You have to think about it. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard this question, should have told him, Israel, listen, there's no reason for you to see Hashem. There's no reason for you to hear me. By the way, if a person has a emunah in Hashem, he doesn't ask Hashem for things. If Hashem wants, Hashem knows what's good for you. You don't ask Hashem. Some people pray to Hashem every time and say, I want this, I want this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me, but only if it's good for me, if you think it's good for me. Actually, you don't have to pray. The praying is only to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we have emunah. But it's like a baby. A baby needs to eat. His father, they know, he needs to eat. He needs to eat. He needs to be changed, to be changed. Hashem knows everything. Hashem doesn't need to be reminded what you need for your business, what you need for your life. You don't need to say it. No. It's not your job. Your job is to ask Hashem, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need this in case I don't deserve it because I did not do what I'm supposed to do or I did not do enough. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking you to give it to me because I need it to survive. I need it for other things. But Hashem, if Hashem wants to reveal himself, he would reveal himself. If Hashem wants you to hear him, he would hear him. He would tell Moshe Rabbeinu this. Moshe shouldn't give him Sechat Musar. He says, listen, it's not called Emuna. If you believe in Hashem, if you deserve it, if it's good for you, Hashem is going to do it to you. Not only here, particularly here, it's not good for you. It's not good for you to see Hashem. Not good for you. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, if you see me, you die. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu later, after the golden calf. Moshe asks Hashem, can you teach me, can you tell me about you? Hashem said, listen, whoever sees me and starts digging about me will die. Here the Ari says, and Moshe met HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time on Har Sinai and Har Horeb, and Hashem spoke to him. From the fire, Moshe hid his face. One of the versions of the Gemara says Moshe hid his face because how can I see Hashem? Not allowed to see Hashem. I said Yitzchak Avinu became blind. One of the reasons Yitzchak Avinu became blind because while he was lying on the altar, he looked up to Hashem. He saw Hashem. And Moshe knows it. Yitzchak Avinu became blind. Why did your grandfather became blind? Why became blind? Because he looked at Hashem. The Gemara says it. Besides that, he says, one of the reasons Cain had the right to kill Hebel is not because it's Cain's business. But no such thing, a sinless person is going to be killed. No such thing. There's no information that Hebel committed any sin. And he says, yeah, he did commit sin. One of the sins he did, he looked at Hashem. And Hebel brought his sacrifice on the altar. After Cain, fire came from Hashem, and he looked at it. And he says, that's enough reason for you to die. And he says, Moshe is reincarnation of Hebel, and therefore when Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu from the fire, Moshe hides his face. He says, I'm not going to look. Less life I look. Look what happened. I died. And then Rabbi Yisrael says, you want to see Hashem. It's not necessary to see Hashem. It's not right to ask for this. And it's not good for you. It's dangerous for you. Nevertheless, Moshe doesn't say anything. Moshe goes to Hashem and says, they ask me to see you. And they ask me if they want to hear you. And Hashem said, perfect. Perfect. Tell them to go prepare themselves. And Moshe had another day, according to one opinion in the Gemara. He says, stay pure, stay holy. The third day, Hashem is going to come. He's going to reveal himself. And he's going to talk to you people. Nevertheless, the scene before Hashem arrived, Torah describes as Sivan in the desert in Egypt, the Sinai desert. It's raining, it's cloudy, it's dark, and it's foggy. I thought it should be the best weather, this is summertime, just after the spring, before the big summer. It should be the perfect weather, light outside. You know, it's dark outside. Fog outside. Why does Hashem do such a thing? What's the purpose of it? Then Hashem spoke to us, and we died, and just revived us. And then we came to Moshe, says the Torah, and Moshe says, listen, we can't hear it. We don't know. You ask, you want to hear Hashem, so what happened to you? You see, we die, we can't. Moshe, you talk to us. And Hashem said, you know what? happen to be right. I hope that the heart should be complete and feel on me, for me, and they should not have any bad future, should not have any sins. Story in the Torah. Of course, the Torah, as well, said, never think for a second that Hashem told you a scenery or a story. The Chumash is not a storybook. It's a message. So what's the message? So, the Aris says, as well, says, the Gemara says, like this. It's the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Of course, we know, Pikuach Nefesh Zocher Shabbat, somebody doesn't feel well on Shabbat, call a doctor. By the way, just for our information, the Gemara says, if you don't feel well on Shabbat first, you call the rabbi. Then you call Hatzalah. Then you go to the hospital. Gemara says, Mi sheyesh lo chole betoch beto, somebody has a sick person, yelech etzel chacham. You call the rabbi, says the rabbi should give you bracha, then you call a doctor. The Klezmer Rebbe said, before you go to a doctor, doesn't matter what you have, you come to me, still a chance that I'll pray to Hashem, Hashem will help you. After you go to the doctor, then you come to me, too late already. The doctor already checked you, he already said, I think, diagnosed you, too late. There's a Gemara, somebody as a sick person first should call the Chacham. Yelech etzel Chacham. Gemara, Baba Batra, things. So the Gemara says, this is because Nefesh, we all do know the Halacha, let's Halacha. A man doesn't feel well, a Shabbat, Utra, Dchuya, whatever it means, postpone the Shabbat was cancelled completely, two versions. And Rambam writes, don't look for a goy. Somebody doesn't feel well, Rambam says, don't look for a goy, don't look for somebody there. He needs to go to the hospital, okay, let's go look for a goy. No. They run and they take care of the person. Pikuach nefesh, if it's an emergency, it says no Shabbat, nothing. The Rabbanim, you do it. Don't look for somebody else to do it. Okay, so what's emergency? Emergency, you know, it's Chas Shalom, it's heart. Come to Gemara, it's the Shulchan Aruch. If somebody have an ache in his eye, it's the same emergency. All of a sudden, somebody has a big ache in his eye and says, this is emergency. It's like having a heart attack. Says the Gemara, Ena beli batalia, the eye is connected to the heart. And if somebody has something in his eye, it's one of the biggest tzaddikim, Chaznish Nefshi, or Pram Kanevsky's cousin, I think 2 or 3 years ago, Pram Grenemann, one of the major guys. It was Chaznich Chavuta. It was Shabbat. They gave him Aliyah. He looked in the Torah. He said, I don't see. He said, Kalu Kola Kitchen. He said, I'm dying. Fell, died. Because the eye is connected to the heart. So that's the Halacha, Shulchan Aruch. It says, Esa Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us eyes, of course, to see. But it's connected to the heart. What's connected to the heart? Why it's connected to the heart? Why does she make such a thing? On the surface, by just looking at it, that's nothing. It's two different things. My eye, my heart is my heart. Someone says, no. Your eye is connected to the heart. And says the Gemara, the ears are connected to the bones. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, before the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, they took him out of Yerushalayim, and he went and he met the Caesar of Rome over there in the tent. And he told him, he wasn't the Caesar yet, he was just the chief of staff. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a Ruach HaKodesh, and he walks inside, he says, hello, Mr. Caesar. And the guy says, What Caesar? I'm not the Caesar. He says, while they were talking, somebody came off the boat and came over there to the tent. He said, the Caesar in Rome died, he became the Caesar. Says the Gemara, so he was very impressed. And then he was sitting over there without shoes. And he finished the conversation with Rabbi Chaim Zakkai, whatever, about destruction of the Mikdash. All of a sudden, he cannot put back his foot in the shoe. I said, what happened? Rabbi Zakkai told him, listen. It says, Shlomo HaMelech said, Shmuat Vat El Hashem Asim. I said, if you hear some good news from your ear, you won't expand. But if, by the way, you should know the secret of Shabbat is, if somebody has the right idea about Shabbat, the bones of a person expand on Shabbat. Expand on Shabbat. So you can put the shoes on. So the Gemara says, I ask Rabbi Zakkai, so what should I do now? I can't put my shoes. I said, I'll tell you what, you have somebody here that you dislike or you don't get along, or somebody that you're upset about him, bring him over here. He brought somebody, one of the soldiers, and he looked at him with his eyes. He looked with his eyes, then the bone shrank, he was able to put his foot inside. You see, from one point, the ears have a tremendous power over the bones. The eyes has tremendous power over the bones and the heart. What's behind the whole thing? What's behind? Hashem made it this way. Okay, I understand Hashem made this. How do you say like this? The downfall of this world, of course we know it wasn't Gan Eden. The snake spoke to Chava and tries to convince her to eat from the tree that Hashem said, don't eat from the tree. At the end of the story, Chava ate. So why did she eat? Why? Because the snake convinced her? No. The Torah tells us why. But Teria Isha, Chava looked at the tree. He told by Samacha, the tree is very good to be eaten to the fruit. Special desire that Chava had in her eyes to eat from the tree. That's what she took it. She didn't take it because the snake told her. The snake convinced her that it's good for you. But that's not, she walked and he took the fruit. Because she looked at it. And then she forced Adam HaRishon, she told him, Moshe, look at it. But the downfall of this world started with our eyes. And what it means is, the secret behind it is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us eyes. The Gemara says that Adam HaRishon was able to see from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. The Gemara showed him the video of all the generations to come. But it's not really from the eyes. The eyes is the supplier of energy to our heart. That's the secret of our eyes. That's the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says the eyes are connected to the heart because this is like a gas station. And it says the eyes have special energy inside. And they pour the energy inside the heart, and then the heart functions, the heart sees. It's not the eyes. So they don't see to live at the end of the world because of eyes. Because the heart has tremendous power. So, Chachamim, look, it depends what you supply. This is if you supply the wrong gas to the car, you burn the engine. I was once riding in a Rolls Royce, all of a sudden you get stuck on the highway. You didn't know what to do. So the guy called up Rolls Royce, and he said, what is this? It was a brand new Rolls Royce. I said, then you put the wrong gas in the car. You put the wrong gas. You went to a special gas station. You went to a certain gas station. They mixed in together with the gas some water and I don't know what else. I said, and they get stuck. A person looks with his eyes on something he's not supposed to look. A person feeds his heart with the wrong fuel. That's the problem. Says the Gemara, the Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer HaRa, both are on Mafteach HaLev, on our heart. It depends what you want from your heart. You want your heart to function the way Hashem wants. You have to supply the right fuel, the right energy. Of course, the right energy is holy things. But if Chas Shalom, somebody looks at something that it's not supposed to, so he produces with his eyes so-called poison energy, fed his heart with poison energy. And that's what happened. That's because the Torah emphasized, because Chava looked at the tree, and she, you have to look at the tree, but not to look at the tree that you want to eat. Because the sight, the look, what you looked, was the wrong look. And especially the Torah emphasizes she had a desire. So by looking, she had a desire to eat from it, then she ate it. I said, how come you eat it? And then the Gemara says, after Adam Rishon ate, Hashem asked him, do you regret? He says, no, I don't regret. Hashem asked him, are you going to eat more? He said, yeah, I'm going to eat more. Hashem asked him, are you going to do teshuva? He said, I'm not going to do teshuva. He says, where do you get this, all this chutzpah business? I says, because the heart of Adam Rishon already was on the wrong side. Because of the supply, that supply came because looking at the wrong things. That's the power. Since then, there's no problem. And actually, the Navi says, before Moshe will come, Hashem, the Torah says, Hashem is going to do brit milah to our heart. Or the Navi says, Hashem is going to make us new heart. So, nothing's wrong with my heart. What's wrong with my heart? What's wrong with my heart? So Hashem is going to do brit milah to my heart. To my heart? Ma Hashem lukechat levavcha v'levav zachecha. I said, I don't understand. What is it? What's the problem? I don't understand the problem. Tell the problem. The problem is that your heart is not functioning the way Hashem wanted to function because of your eyes. That's how powerful is are the eyes of a person. It's Hashem made it. That's why it's an emergency. You have to understand. Emergency on your eyes, emergency on your heart, because it's connected. There's a wire between the eyes and the heart. After Adam Rishon ate from the tree, Hashem asked him, did you eat? So he said, my wife gave it to me. I said, I didn't ask you who gave it to me. Who gave it to you? I asked you, did you eat? What the answer should be? Either yes or no. And of course, when you say yes, you won't dare to lie in front of Hashem. So why didn't you answer? I said, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. What's something's wrong with you? I'll tell you why. Because your heart is not functioning right already. So what did you say? I said, my wife. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu curses Adam Rishon 10 curses. I said, you know what I'm going to curse you? I'll tell you why. Ki shamata bekol ishtecha. Hashem did not tell him, I'm going to curse you because you ate. Hashem should have said, because you ate, you deserve a punishment. Said, no. The punishment starts because you listen to your wife. Ki shamata bekol ishtecha. So what's my problem? Because I listen to my wife? No, that's not a problem. Problem is you ruin the power of the ear. When you hear something you're not supposed to listen to hear, you destroy it. And that destroys your body. It destroys so-called Rov Binyan. It destroys the bones. The bones is a tremendous secret in it. Hashem made bones to a person. It means your body is shot. The bones are shot because you heard from your wife. And the heart is shot because Chava looked at the tree, and probably he looked as well. He says, that's the problem. And that, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Sefer Bereshit, says Hashem cursed Adam and Chava and the snake, and it's the whole thing. So what's behind the whole thing? All behind the thing is, you're not Betzelem Elokim anymore, you're not in the shape of God. It says, the body, the form is destroyed. And that causes, as the Gemara says, that Adam Rishon spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no respect, and people don't behave anymore. We say, what happened? I said, listen, Yitzhar and Yitzhar Tova on your heart, you supplied the Yitzhar things. So it means the heart, says the Mihon Navi, the heart wants to do bad things. What do you mean? You put the wrong fuel in the heart, so he's on the wrong track. The heart is like ways, and whatever you want him. So you push a button on the heart, it tells you go to the right. You push another button, goes to the left. And it says, it all depends on the sight and on your ear. And it says, whatever you supply the heart, that's how it functions. And that's what the Navi says, that's what the Torah says, listen, before Moshe Kama, Hashem has to change our heart. Because our heart suffers because of the two things. Έκανε το Κατός Παχού with his wisdom. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell him Israel. Today it's called Yom HaMiyuchas, second day after second day of Sivan. Go tell him Israel. Attempt Yom HaMechet Kanim Yom HaKadosh. You're going to be ministers, holy people, be mine. I said, okay. We got to our Sinai and said, here we are. But we know our problem in our life. This is if a person who wants to be diagnosed by a doctor. He says, this hurts me, this hurts, I don't feel well. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. The biggest doctor is if he knows to diagnose the person right away. I said, that's the problem. The problem because that is not good inside you. That's why it causes this, causes this, causes this. So why you can breathe, etc. So listen, you need a stand, or your order is a block, or there's something else. He says something else. So you say, you ate something. It's just in the reflex. Diagnose, that's the biggest thing. So we are in our Sinai. Moshe told us, listen, we're going to Sinai, we're going to Israel, we're going to get the Torah. I said, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to fix or to be fixed the problem that we have. We know our problem. Our problem is Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFolaga, Dor Sdom, Dor Mitzrayim. The whole thing is one thing. If the heart is going to function right, we're not going to do any bad things. The problem is the heart is not good. So the heart is shut. You need a new heart. We need a new heart. It's impossible. Our eyes are shut. That's the secret. They come to Moshe and said, Moshe, listen, I tell you. Our problem is our eyes and our ears. That's what happened in Canada. We want to see God, we want to hear God. If that's what you want to see, is in order to supply or to clear or to purify your eyes and your ears, that from now on you can hear Hashem, the Yetzirah is going to run away from your heart. Because Hashem is going to pump inside your heart. Hashem is going to pump into your ears. This is positive energy. And this is very clear. Clear the whole thing, very clear. That's what happened. That's what really happened. And Hashem said, I'm going to make sure that you on Shavuot, you'll be at the stage of Adam HaRishon before Eichon Tzvi. This was the purpose. It's like an apparition, but so-called laser operation, just you don't need to cut anything, you don't have to change your heart, you don't need a replacement. But the Torah says, but when Mashiach will come, that's what happened on Mount Sinai. Same thing. Hashem is going to change. Let's go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we want. We know nothing. If Hashem wants us to be, we have to get clearance. We can't continue with the same heart, with the same ears, with the same bone. Hashem said to Moshe, you're right. They got the message. Perfect. That's the secret. That's the secret of Shavuot. The secret of Shavuot is a person should have a desire to be like an angel. Because angel has clear eyes and clear heart and so-called clear shape, not bones. And that's what Gemara says. This is really the secret you should know of Shavuot. It's called Na'ase B'Nishma. Na'aseh v'nishma, the Gemara says Hashem was so happy he said Na'aseh v'nishma. You think about it, it's nothing Na'aseh v'nishma. What does it mean? We'll do and we'll listen. No. You don't have a choice. The Gemara says, listen, the Mishnah says, listen, you have to be realistic. Al kochacha ta nolad, al kochacha ta chai wa kochacha ta met. Don't even think for a second you have a choice. You didn't have a choice to be born, and you're not going to have a choice to live. There's no thing. Where's the choice? Okay, the Rambam, right? Listen. Forget about everything else. You have to be realistic. Can you choose? Did you choose to come to this world? No. You think you're going to choose when to die, and how to die, and where to die, and to die altogether? No. Yeah. So if you have emunah in this, then Aseh v'Nishma means nothing. The Amisah said, we'll do and we'll listen. I said, listen, we got no choice. Don't think you do Hashem anything. If you realize your state and your position and your job in this world, you're bankrupt. You have nothing to do. You can't do nothing. Hashem doesn't give you anything to do. You can. Everything is against you, really. So, of course, so what's the best thing to do? Leave the way it is and try to make Hashem happy and continue your life. What is no, Nasev Nishma was the biggest thing. And Hashem is so happy, and the Gemara says, earth heard it. We said Nasev Nishma, Mikolam, they all said Nasev Nishma. And it says, Nasev Nishma, the Gemara says, wow, earth was afraid that Hashem is going to destroy the world. Because Nasev Nishma, we are here. I said, Nasev Nishma, think about it. It's nothing. This is a joke. A joke. No, you didn't get it. No. Nasev Nishma means nothing else. Nishma, we all understand, by the way. It means we want to hear Hashem. Because we want so-called to fix our ear, our bones, from what happened in Gan Eden. When he naaseh, the Gemara says, listen, you don't know what naaseh means. We say morning in Tfilah. We say, Belibbeinu Bina. Listen, we need in our heart, Bina. People think it's the brain. It's not the brain. Everything is the heart. The brain supplies information to the heart, but the heart does everything. As we say in Tfilah, "Betem b'libeinu bina." Okay, sir. What do you need for? Lehavin, to understand. Have skill to become smarter. Lishmoa, to accept, to listen. Ilmod, to learn. Lelamed, to teach. Lelaasot. Lelaasot, what lelaasot? I thought you were talking about the heart. Actually, the Gemara says the heart does everything. The heart does everything. A person has to know the power of a person is in his heart. It's not because you're lifting weights. This is the Roshiva Mir, Chavchelet, he brings in his book. It's in the case of an emergency, Chasholem, nobody should have it. But going have a fire. A person in emergency can pick heavy things, washing machine, refrigerator, because he has to save it, he has to save it. Because it's the heart. That's what they say. It says Yaakov Avinu was able to pick up the stone from the rock, from the well. So the Maharaj says to teach you, Yaakov Avinu is very strong. What do you think he was strong? What do you think he was lifting weight? He didn't sleep. He didn't sleep. Well, how much strength do you think he can have? 14 years he didn't sleep. So he slept one night. And then he comes the next morning, he arrived in Haran, he picks up the rock. And the shepherd said, we're all waiting over here to get all the shepherds to pick up the rock. And he says, Yaakov, like you're taking the cap from a bottle. So what does it mean? I said, Ichad Lev, that's what Shiva said. Over me, I said, no, everything is in your heart. Because the heart does it. Here comes the Gemara and tells us the secret of it. Moshe is the last day of his life. Hashem tells him, no, go on the mountain. Alei Avarim Ar Nevo. Look all around at Israel. And Hashem opened Moshe's eyes. He's on the other side of the Jordan River, on the east side. And Torah says, Hashem showed him Eretz Agila, Dan, everything, Yericho. He sees everything. Says the Torah, says the Gemara. The Gemara explained that Hashem tells Moshe, now you're going to die. Today you die. You die, you go to Gan Eden. See over there, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Tell them, I fulfilled my promise to them that their children will get Eretz Yisrael. They got it. One of the Chachamim, the biggest thing we had, Maharsha, the Gemara, Maseret Brachot, says, what do you mean? Moshe and Israel at the Jordan River, Am Yisrael did not cross the Jordan River yet. And then again, they have to fight to conquer the Eretz Yisrael for 7 years. Moshe, you go to Gan Eden, you tell Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that Hashem fulfilled His promise, the land was given to the children. You think it wasn't given to the children yet? In 7 years it's going to be given. Hopefully. He says, no, he didn't get it. And Moshe looked with his eyes. He captured Eretz Yisrael with his heart. Then you tell Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Eretz Yisrael is ours. Why? Because we looked at it. Not because we looked at the eyes. Because the eyes connect to the heart. The heart does it. It's more like a soul.
to do.
It's called said Naase Benishma. I mean, sir, say to Moshe, listen, the purpose we want to see Hashem is because Naase. Because when you see Hashem, our heart will function right. Our heart will function right, we're not going to have the problems with it at all, because it's going to be the right fuel inside. Benishma, we want to fix our ear. Because in Gan Eden, Adam Rishon listened to the wrong thing with his ears, to his wife. And as the Gemara says, Adam Rishon so-called went down. The Gemara says, Adam Rishon mina, he didn't believe in Hashem. I say, doesn't mean Hashem. Because Emunah is in the heart. What do you mean doesn't mean Hashem? Now, because you look to the tree, and because you listen to your wife, you don't believe in God. How far it goes, the Gemara says, you know, one of the biggest that we have, maybe bigger than Rabbi Akiva, was Rabbi Meir Balanes. Rabbi, his name was Elisha ben Abuya. Mara says, Arban Nichasu LaPardes. Four people entered the secrets of creation. One is Rabbi Akiva, Nichnas V'Shalim Yitzah B'Shalim. One is Elisha ben Abuya. One of the biggest we have. One day, he looked upstairs. He saw upstairs another entity next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, oh, it's LLC. No more Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Shnayim. I said, I see over there, can you imagine a person can be downstairs, he sees upstairs two entities. He was right, because the interior minister looks like Hashem. Hashem made him look like him. Hanoch. Okay. So when he saw that, all of a sudden, he decided he is not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's off the derech, finished. He doesn't believe in God. And outside, this major scene is finished. He says to Gemara, Masechet Chagiga, what happened? The biggest mikubal, maybe bigger than Rabbi Akiva. What happened to him? Well, there's two things happened to him. One, reading stupid books. Comic books, nonsense books, philosophy. The second thing says the Gemara says, singing, listening to Greek music. Two things. What does it mean exactly? What does it mean? It means he ruined his eyes, he ruined his heart. The opposite of Na'aseh V'Nishma. That's the problem. When you listen to something you should not listen, it's not yes Hashanah, not Hashanah. It's to know that if you hear something, the ear is connected to your bones. You ruin the bones, the whole system. You look at something you're not supposed to look, read something you're not supposed to see, to read, as if you destroy your heart. In 1 minute, doesn't believe the guy, doesn't believe in Hashem. Biggest mukubal of the day. That's the Gemara says. Hashem was so happy to say Nishma, not because we said it, not because we do, because we want, so-called, to fix the damage that was done in our system. Yes, Chacham said, this Shabbat is all about. Shabbat, we should get back to the stage of an angel, because when Hashem made us, Metzelem Elohim bara oto, Hashem created us with the form of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the form of the angels, and was destroyed. Hashem on Shavuot wants to see if we really want to go back to the original state that we were at Har Sinai, because that's why Hashem spoke to us, that's why Hashem revealed himself to us. Because the purpose is not because we curious, you want to see Hashem. No. For this you die. Not because we want to hear Hashem. No. Because we want to fix ourselves. But we didn't mean it 100%. That's the Gemara says this was a backfire, that's why it was black outside and foggy outside and raining outside. Because it didn't mean 100% that we really ready to give all the things in our life. But we have to Shavuot, Hashem judges our neshama. That's what the Shulah said. The faith of Shavuot more than Rosh Hashanah. Because Shavuot means I tell Hashem, not because I'm sorry I had a sin. It's Rosh Hashanah. Shavuot, there's no way out of the trial. Just accept what happened. Naseh v'nishma. That's it. There's no tricks here. And Naseh v'nishma means I want Hashem, please. I want to have a good heart, a better heart, clean heart, and clean eyes. Because like this, I know I will never have to stand in front of you in Rosh Hashanah. The reason why we have Rosh Hashanah is because we did something bad. So why did we do something bad? Because our heart, because it's our eyes in the heart. And so why have you a sign in the heart? Because it supplies bad energy to the heart by looking at the wrong things. I says, why did you do certain things? Says, because my bones are shut, because I heard some things that I'm not supposed to hear. And so Rami says, that's the whole power of Shavuot. That's Hashem also happened. We said, Naseh v'nishma. And that's the whole idea of Shavuot. And let's come to Zohar with a statement. Listen, Shavuot expect Mashiach to come out of exile. Even though the Zohar says, well, the right date to come out of exile is the first night of Pesach. First night of Pesach, we came out because Hashem promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because Hashem did not want us to sink deeper in Egypt. But Shavuot is a new thing. Since the Gemara Yerushalmi, Shavuot, Hashem makes you a new person. What do you mean a person? Hashem is going to clean your heart and clean your bones. Says the Gemara Yerushalmi, in every moed, it says, bring on the chag, Seirizim Chatat. Bring a goat for your skins. Shavuot, when you read B'zot Hashem on Shavuot, you see Parashat Pinchas, Seirizim, bring a goat. Doesn't say for sin. So Gemara says, where is the sin? I say, you don't understand, you're sinless. Just bring a goat, it's a secret for something else, not for the sins. There's no sins. So what do you mean, no sins? So Hashem clears all your sins on Shavuot because you request from Hashem to clean it. Because you said, Naaseh v'nishma. So Naaseh v'nishma means we want to clear our eyes, our heart, and our ears, and our bones. And the Zohar says, expect to come out of exile on Shavuot. Amen. 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 Amen.